Speaking about visits to people's homes, let's talk to Mr. S, as he's known, Joe Schalmoser. He's a Downers Grove gym teacher, and I heard about you in the Tribune, and I thought, we got to have Joe on, because what you're doing for your students is so cool. Mr. S, thanks for being on WGN.
Thank you for having me, Anna. It's a pleasure.
Oh, I mean, what you're doing, I mean, you're just lighting up your students' lives. You go to their, actually, tell us what it is. You go to their house and you kind of do like a gym class from out on the street. And it's the reactions. The reactions you're getting. Talk about the reactions.
The reactions have been incredibly special to me. I had one mom just the other day, and I'll get to the students in a second, but I had one mom just the other day tell me that her husband heard about the stats, the miles that I'd driven, the number of visits that I'd made, and so on and so forth, and he decided that, you know, if Mr. S can do this, then I can get on the treadmill for 20 minutes. So that was obviously a tremendous, you know, boost for me and a compliment. I had a colleague that sent out an email to our staff saying that he was going to do 100 of something every day and asked the colleagues to jump on board. So to have that kind of effect, it's been unbelievable. But seeing the kids' faces and just being with the kids has made this survivable for me. I would go insane without that opportunity. And you know, one of the coolest things I got was I got an email from a third grader saying thank you. And he, in his email, he typed out 20 jokes for me to use going forward. And I was so touched by the amount of time and effort he put into that, that I decided to theme one of my days ode to a third grader. And I told everybody that day the jokes that he shared with me. So that was the ultimate.
I want to hear one of those jokes. And by the way, you've got to let John Williams know he does speed jokes every day. And they're basically dad jokes, which is kind of what you tell, right? Is that fair? Is that what you tell?
Oh, yeah, I think so.
They're oh, yeah. Sorry. Yeah, they're just the baddest of bad dad jokes. And you know,
give us an example of one that John can steal. Yeah, because I know I heard of a couple of them, and they were great. They were great. Give us one, Joe.
Oh, man. You know, it's funny. I've said this. I have been on so many visits, you would think I have them just pouring out of my head. But I focus so much on the one for one visit and making sure I hit that one that I don't remember any of them. But one of the ones that he sent was, you know, how many tickles does it take to make a squid laugh?
10
how many? Tickles, you know, just 10. 10 tickles.
10 tickles.
10 tickles. So just, you know, simple stuff. Simple stuff. Not unoriginal. But different.
But awesome and stuff.
It's awesome. It's just been awesome for me. So I can't, you know, it's been just incredible.
And it's been great for the students, too. I've seen, there was a little bit of video I saw of them just lighting up. You're the athletic director at Avery Coonley School. And you mentioned earlier, correct, you've made a lot of stops. You've gone miles and miles. How many stops have you made? How far have you gone?
Well, so yesterday was my last day, actually. I'm through all of the ones that opted in. So I made 147 stops. Our school is a private school that draws from a wide area. So I drove 781 miles.
Wow.
Through 34 towns and 38 zip codes.
Man.
So it was quite a trek.
And are they unannounced? Do you just kind of show up and say,
no,
hey, I'm here?
No, I had emailed the parents and asked them if their kid would enjoy a visit, and then just sort of organized the routes in the way that made the most sense to knock out, you know, 10 in a day. So no, I did not make any unannounced visits, with the exception of one, but she wasn't a student of mine. She was a friend of mine from a long time friend of mine from back. I'm from Lakewood, Colorado. She's a long time friend of mine from Lakewood who happens to live just 5 miles from me now, and I was in her neighborhood. So she was the only one that I did unannounced. And she played along. She was great.
That's awesome. How'd you get the idea, Joe? What'd you just kind of said, hey, I miss my students, or what happened?
Yeah, so, you know, my colleagues, sorry, I'm going to try not to get choked up. my colleagues are, I mean, they're the best. They're the best educators around. And even, you know, even the other educators I know, they're just phenomenal. And they're turning over their entire lives to do what they're doing and to manage, you know, the new normal. And we started out and we were sort of tasked with providing the kids content that they could do, but then sort of staying out of the way because everybody was so overwhelmed with all the other stuff that they needed to do. And we appreciate that. My teaching partner and I are both very much of the mind that PE should be a break from their day right now, not something that we've always believed that it should be a de-stressor, not a stressor, and even more so in this time. And so as I was listening in the initial staff meetings of my colleagues just getting lauded with praise for all of the heroic efforts they were making, I just sort of felt like I wasn't doing enough. And in the midst of all that, I was also kind of slacking with my own exercise. And so I decided to try to do 100 burpees a day, and I decided that my students were going to be my accountability partners. So I threw out the email telling the parents that I wanted to make, you know, 10 stops a day and do 100 burpees a day, and I wanted the kids to be a part of it. And when I proposed it to my principal, his response was, I hadn't thought of bad dad jokes. His response was, oh, wow, burpees and bad dad jokes, that sounds phenomenal. And I was like, holy cow, that's it. And then it just grew. It went from a joke to a joke of the day and then a personal joke. And then I added riddles at the end. And, you know, it just sort of grew and grew and grew. And just became, I mean, just a truly special moment in my life.
Students.
Well, you know, I certainly hope so. And I certainly hope so. It doesn't mean as much to anybody else as it means to me. I know that for sure.
Joe, I just want to thank you for sharing what you're doing. And it doesn't surprise me that you're inspiring others to do really cool things for each other, because it's very special. It is very special what you're doing. So thanks. Thanks for providing that the story to us and what you're doing for your students. We appreciate you calling into WGN.
Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.